latest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
WJON News Time, 10:05 and 76 degrees. Good morning. News being brought to you by Batteries Plus Bulbs. A look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in just a few moments. A Sauk Center man is charged with sexually molesting a girl when she was as young as 11 years old. 38-year-old Matthew Schmitz is charged with two counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct involving a victim under 16 years old involving a significant relationship. The girl was brought to the Child Advocacy Center in late January for a forensic interview regarding a sexual assault allegation against Schmitz. At the time, the girl said Schmitz had touched her breast while she was sleeping. The girl returned to the center this month for a follow-up interview. The victim said she did not give the full story in January because she didn't want to get Schmitz in trouble. Court records show the girl said the sexual abuse started in August of 2016 when she was 11 or 12 years old and always occurred in the mornings when she pretended to be asleep. She told investigators it happened 3 to 4 times per month until she was 13 or 14. Schmitz is making his first court appearance in Stearns County District Court today. A Little Falls man wanted for allegedly breaking a police officer's arm has been arrested. Way Park police say 23-year-old Derek Plant was arrested Wednesday. According to police, officers responded to Menards for a shoplifting complaint back on January 2nd. When they arrived, one of the officers discovered Plant near the store and tried to handcuff him. Plant resisted, and the officer's left arm was broken during the struggle. Plant then fled the scene. He faces charges of third and fourth degree assault. A second man involved in that incident, 20-year-old Dean DeRozier of Little Falls, was arrested just days after the incident. The Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities is applauding Governor Tim Walz's decision to distribute $853 million in relief to communities across the state impacted by COVID-19. The CGMC's Bradley Peterson says he's happy and relieved the money's been released. He says it's been a long time coming.
The federal government authorized money in the end of March, so it's been up to the states to figure out how to distribute it and how much, and it's good to see that it's going to be heading city's way now so that they can begin to figure out what expenses they can cover and do some planning around their own budgets for the rest of the year.
The funding was authorized under the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act, also known as the CARES Act. $841 million will be distributed to support local government coronavirus relief efforts. $12 million will be allocated toward food shelves and food banks to help combat hunger across Minnesota. CentraCare and Caris Health are loosening up restrictions on visitors and their facilities. Starting this Monday, CentraCare hospitals will allow one healthy adult visitor for a patient's entire length of stay. For pediatric inpatient and neonatal intensive care units, two parents or legal guardians will be permitted. For critically ill and end-of-life patients, two adult visitors will be allowed per day. Clergy also will be allowed to visit hospital patients. At CentraCare clinics, one adult visitor at a time will be allowed per patient. If you want to catch a flick on the big screen in central Minnesota right now, you'll have to head to Cold Spring to do it. Quarry Cinema 5, located on Highway 23, is preparing for its second weekend of business since movie theaters and other entertainment venues were allowed to reopen at 25% capacity. Quarry Cinema will open at 3 o'clock this afternoon and tomorrow, and then 11:30 on Sunday with two shows per day. This weekend, they'll be showing The Avengers and Zootopia. Tickets are $6. Quarry says they will continue to offer curbside service for popcorn. Meanwhile, there's no word on exactly when Marcus Parkwood Cinema in Waite Park is reopening. The spokesperson for Marcus Theaters tells WJON News they've opened a select few theaters around the country at this time and will open more once COVID-19-related policies and procedures are firmly in place. The St. Cloud Rocks took the field for the first time yesterday as they gear up for the season opener Wednesday. Among the 35 players on the roster is former Tech Tiger Trevor Koenig, who is back for a second season with the Rocks after a standout 2019 campaign. Koenig, who plays for Pat Dolan at St. Cloud State University, says this could be a special season.
I mean, last year I got a big taste of it playing the whole summer here, and this year it's going to even be even better with us doing league playing and all the guys coming together. It's going to be great. It's going to be a blast.
Rocks general manager Mike Johnson, above all, the organization is excited to return to the field to give fans something to cheer about during a difficult time in our history.
For so long, everybody was like, when are you guys going to play? Are you going to play? Are you going to have any games? Are you going to be able to have fans? So kind of now knowing that we're going to be able to do all of that in a way to get back to somewhat normalcy, it's exciting.
Rocks baseball can be heard all season long on our sibling station, AM 1390, Granite City Sports. You can see a video of the St. Cloud Rocks' first practice of the season up on our website here at WJON.com. WJON Radar Blender. For St. Cloud and Main Prairie, mostly cloudy skies today. Temperature climbing up to 86 this afternoon. Winds out of the northwest at 8 to 15 miles an hour. Could see a rogue rain shower here this morning, but expecting dry skies this afternoon. Tonight, clearing. Winds out of the northwest at 5 to 10 and an overnight low of 60. Tomorrow, sunny skies return to the forecast and we'll see the temperature climb to 88. Clear and warm tomorrow night, a low of 64. Sunday, partly cloudy, a chance for scattered storms late, a high of 89. Monday and Tuesday, 91, with a chance for scattered storms. Wednesday, 89, partly cloudy. Still some scattered thunderstorms into the forecast. Right now, though, 76 degrees. You can listen live to WJON at home with your Amazon Echo device. Just say, hey, Alexa, play WJON. I'm Lee Voss.